I'm Pete Fox with your NBC Sports Audio Update. From the night on the ice, the Bruins get back to winning after their five-game winning streak was snapped. They pull off a thrilling last-minute win over the Capitals, 4-3 the final. Charlie McAvoy, the game winner.
DeBrus will hold in the left-wing corner. Sets up McAvoy. Wrist shot. Score!
Bruins Television Network on the call. Stars edge the Sabres in Buffalo by a score of 5-4. The top team in the Western Conference, the Colorado Avalanche, had no problem with the surging Kings. 4-1 the final there. Blue Jackets double up the Flyers in Philly 2-1. Penguins are playing some good hockey, having won 4 of 5 with a 6-4 win over the Senators. Predators a 5-2 victory in Nashville over the Jets, and the Panthers blank the Oilers in Edmonton by a score of 6-0. Tennis from the Australian Open on the women's side, defending champion and 13 seed Naomi Osaka is upended by 20-year-old American Amanda Anisimova, 7-6 in the third. From the night on the NBA hardwood in San Francisco at the Chase Center, the Indiana Pacers, severely undermanned, an 11.5-point underdog, pull off the stunning overtime upset over the Warriors, 121-117. Chris Duarte leading the way with 27 points in 39 minutes. Pacers have now won back-to-back games after upending the Lakers in L.A. on Wednesday. Elsewhere, from a slow night on the hardwood, just 3 total games, Pelicans take care of the Knicks at Madison Square Garden, 102-91. Valanciunas leads the way with 18 points and 10 boards. Robinson had 17 and 15 for the Knicks in the loss. And in Dallas, a good one between the Suns and Mavericks that went back and forth all night. Phoenix holding on for a 109-101 win. Chris Paul had 20 points. Luka Doncic put up 28 in the loss for Dallas. With your NBC Sports Audio Update, I'm Pete Fox.